Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Genug vom täglichen Grind? Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, toast, pop tabs, and the heaviest blueberry. Coming up right after this.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What if Ozzy was ordering a pizza? So at first we were going to have Dean, our producer, do his famous Ozzy voice.
Mm-hmm.
But then clear heads prevailed and we decided to actually have Ozzy by taking actual parts of the interview.
Right.
And then intercutting them with Mike Mark from our staff pretending to be the pizza delivery. So this is actually Ozzy's voice. Is that clear enough that I may? Okay.
I believe so.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Paparazzi Pizza, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'm just in the car.
Okay.
They're allowing me to go on. And we just got to the Mad Monk.
Meat Lover?
Right.
Yeah, going to be about 45 minutes.
Well. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Today's the day. We're having toad in a basket or bookity bookities.
I can't wait.
Egg in a hole.
Jess
Hooker's here. She's starting the process of...
I've already got a letter.
Making our breakfast about these childhood treats Tom enjoyed.
Thanks for introducing me to eggs in a basket. My life is forever changed. You're welcome, Matt.
Welcome, Matt.
Yeah.
You know, people are just always walking all over here. You know?
Let's see now. Where were we? We've covered a lot of ground today. Favorite Rolling Stones song. And Pat, you're right. I did a little homework on the guitar solo in Can't You Hear Me Knockin', Mick Taylor, that great riff at the beginning, Keith. And that was done in one take, apparently, the original part of that song.
Really?
Very, very nice. Now, we turn to Chick McGee at the sports page. Have we missed anything? We were talking about condoms at the Olympics. And
stupid world.
So that they're giving, they're also passing out those post-coital cigarettes for the athletes.
Nice. Oh, yes. How nice.
And, I have a question, technically. Christy, you might know this.
What?
Is weed, if you will, reefer, marijuana, cannabis, legal in France?
I don't think so. I don't know. I was there, when was I there last? A couple summers ago, I didn't see any chops, if you will. But that doesn't mean...
It'd be harder than the breakdancers.
Oh, dude, they're running, you know how the NBC's running the Olympics this July, and they're featuring one of the breakers.
Really?
And it just says breaking, and she crosses her arms like she, you know.
Oh!
Yeah, she's a breakdancer. I thought of you immediately, Tom.
It's pretty wild.
I know you're going to really look forward to breakdancing in this year's Olympics.
Now, are they going to have a square dancing also?
Nope, just breakdancing so far.
Okay, Noah.
Now, a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
No, breakdancing, much like swimming and track field, is there a preliminary? Are there ways you can make the team?
It must be. Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you mean, like compulsories and everybody has to do the same
thing? Yeah, there must be, but who? I don't know what the...
The breakdancing trials. Do you bring your own boombox and your own cardboard? I'm just asking.
Cannabis in France is illegal for personal use, but remains one of the most popular illegal drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. This message brought to you by the Cannabis Society of the World. A 10-year-old boy from Canada has broken the Guinness World Record for the most aluminum can tabs collected for recycling in 1 year.
Well, good for this kid.
Jace Weber achieved the record title after handing in a total of 3,648 pounds worth of drink can tabs. Guinness noted that Weber's haul weighed more than Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars.
He knows how much Jabba the Hutt weighs?
That's an amazing...
Wow, I didn't know that was listed anywhere.
Analogy? How do you, or as much as 3 grand pianos.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a picture of this kid, and it's astonishing. And I didn't understand why they were just collecting the tabs and not the cans. And I found out the can has a liner that prevents the acids from oxidizing the aluminum, so the can and the tab are processed in 2 different ways. Yeah, there's more aluminum in the tab than the entire can.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
So that's why they just collect the tab.
Sure.
I did not know that.
Any chemist knows that. Come on.
The kid said, I'd like to thank my teacher for inspiring me to do this and my very alcoholic parents. Just Labatt's.
Beer cans all around.
I'm not sure what they were. Now, in the 80s, it would have been Camel cigarette points.
Boy, I knew you. I'm sure we all knew people who had a lot of, like, really, that was their thing.
What about
getting as many Camel points as possible?
I never heard of Camel points. Heard of Marlboro Miles.
Same thing.
Or Camel Cash, I think, is what it was. And you could buy, like, jackets. And I knew a guy who was obsessed.
Yeah. What happened to...
You could buy oxygen tanks. Iron lungs.
The trading stamps, S&H green stamps.
Remember those? Yeah.
I think those may have gone away.
They were the green stamp store.
What was that about?
Oh.
You'd go to certain shops, when you would get your receipt, you'd get these stamps.
And you put them in a book, and then you could get a toaster if you were lucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You spend 8 months of your life saving up for a new clock radio.
And your mom would make you sit at the kitchen table and lick all those stamps.
And they were laced with acid. It was great.
If only.
But we didn't know. It was a different time.
It was.
We didn't know.
Huh. Stupid world record.
Oh, yeah, another story over there.
What's the matter?
Horticulturalists in Australia have grown the world's heaviest blueberry.
Really?
Have you seen this thing?
I know what you're saying. At last. That's right. According to Guinness, Mr. Brad Hucking, Jessica Scalzo, and Marie-France Courtois. Of the Costa Group grew a blueberry that weighed in.
That'll cost you.
At 20.4 grams, almost 8 ounces.
Boy, that's like an 80th of a Jabba the Hutt.
Or 1/10 of a grand piano.
It's about the size of a golf ball. There's a picture of it in someone's palm.
No.
What do you mean no?
See, no.
Look, that's a huge blueberry.
No, I want a blueberry the size of a watermelon.
Yeah.
This is not impressive.
That looks delicious.
I think I've seen that blueberry many times.
But the question is it in fact delicious?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because I've
gotten pretty good at eyeballing blueberries. And that one looks good. Yes.
Does it?
Don't you hate it when you get one of the bad ones, though?
It will ruin the day.
Yes, it will.
I don't know what I do. I do
as
not
sour
like,
as
now,
anything.
Will that,
I don't like blueberries.
So you can have like 2 of those on a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
I don't add fruit to my cereal. You guys like adding fruit to your cereal?
Yes.
No.
There's something about milk and fruit that bothers me.
Absolutely.
Strawberries and cream. Yeah. You've never heard of that?
Well, that's cream.
Well,
you know what? If you're adding
cream and milk are very different.
If you like to add fruit,
Jason,
to your cereal, you don't have to worry because the people at the home will help you. That's who fruit and cereal's for.
That's right.
Okay.
Cream and fruit are not very different.
Well, first off, cream and milk cream is what
are
I said.
Very cream different. And milk, excuse me, are not great.
They are very different.
Yes, they are. It's you just do, thick, okay, yes. Then next time you have a bowl of cereal, put cream on it. See what? See oh, how you're yeah. not immediately diarrheaing in the kitchen.
You would.
It's just thicker milk.
It's thicker milk.
Very different.
Slightly different.
Have a nice cold glass of cream sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a hatchet and an axe are different, but, you know, not that much different.
Whatever, you weird creamies. That's what we call you, creamies.
So it's a giant blueberry, huh?
The record-breaking
one?
Blueberry took 12 months to grow. Now, that's like 5 years, but only one-fifth of that.
That's right. That's like a third of the gestation period of a Jabba the Hutt.
Or one-tenth the time it takes to build a grand piano.
That story said that. It weighed as much as Jabba the Hutt. How the hell are we supposed to know how much Jabba the Hutt weighs?
Wait a minute.
Good point. Did it say that or you make it up?
The most aluminum can tabs collected for recycling in a year, a total of 3,648 pounds. Guinness noted, it says here. And I don't think it was Guinness who noted this. Okay. It weighs more than Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars. I don't ever remember any Han Solo telling Greedo, what's Jabba running right
what's
now?
What's he up to these days? Okay, is he 3,600
pounds?
I,
yet?
So I Googled it.
Yes. Did you see what this kid's wearing? I can't believe Tom hasn't mentioned it yet.
Yeah, I know.
That's your standard
dookie rope, but it's
made out of the tabs.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's very, very fashionable. According to this account, Jabba the Hutt. With two T's, weighs close to 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
Well, this is 3,648.
Hence, he weighs more than those things weigh more than Jabba. There you go.
I bet he weighs more than the standard hut. All the huts, I think.
Do you think a normal hut is nowhere near that large?
Do you think Jabba's like morbidly obese?
Yeah, I think he might be, yeah.
We don't see very many huts, do we? Just
there are
Jabba.
A couple. Jabba and his wife are one of them.
Do you remember in Star Wars where Han Solo's picking at the wall as he's talking to Greedo? I don't know what you're... Bam! Man, that's a great scene. Isn't that a great scene? I don't know what you're talking about. Who told you that? I owe you the money. Blam!
So congrats to this kid for growing the biggest blueberry, and we're going to need a bigger basket. Huge.
That's
shark-like blueberry.
Must have licked the wallpaper.
Those are... I bet they don't taste really good, Josh.
You don't think so?
No.
I know what you're saying, but that one just looked really perfect.
I remember the gigantic pumpkins apparently don't make a good pie.
Right.
It looks like a blueberry that you would find in the road. It was covered in dirt and dust. And not only that, but here's the punchline. It still tastes like a blueberry.
I love
which blueberry. Is trash.
Oh. Why do we need bigger? The blueberries we have are delightful and delicious.
And some of them are already huge.
I don't trust anything that's blue. I don't trust it.
It's delicious.
What do you have against Smurfs? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember we had to leave halfway through Blue Man Group.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore.
Spies, you kept yelling. I don't know why.
You're not here legally, I would yell.
It was something real crazy. We had to leave.
Do you have any blue shoes? Hang on.
Blue shoes?
Do you have any blue shoes?
I think I must have a swoosh that's blue somewhere, I would guess. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Hmm. I got a pair of blue OCs.
Oh. They're ONs.
Whatever they are.
It's on cloud.
Right.
And that would be OC.
That's an N. I don't know why they put the mark on it because I'm not doing this.
They're blue.
A space travel company is collaborating with a Michelin-starred chef. He's fat. He's shaped like a Michelin man. He's a fat chef. To serve up a luxurious multi-course menu served in a space balloon.
A space balloon.
No, thanks.
I thought you would have been all over this.
No, this is ridiculous.
My favorite thing.
I
don't know how I just decided to do this story. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Tom.
No. You want to be in outer space, and how are you going to enjoy the food when you... I don't know. I just think it's a dumb place to be. I'd rather...
The chef, Rasmus Munk, M-U-N-K.
Huh.
Announced he's partnering with Space VIP and Space Perspective for the first stratospheric dining experience.
Mm.
According to Food and Wine magazine, the meal will be served on the spaceship Neptune capsule, limited to 6 guests. The dining experience aboard the hydrogen balloon will cost around $495,000 per person, or what Jabba the Hutt spends for lunch.
Now, does that include the tip? The $495,000?
No.
Or do you have to?
Well, let's see, $49,000.
Well, you don't tip on the alcohol, though. Remember
no,
that.
So you know them $80,000 tip.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Right?
20%. Yeah, 20%.
But I mean, first of all, would you be able to eat when you're hovering in outer space in a balloon?
That's the thing. This food better taste as good coming up.
Yeah.
In addition to having the first ever Michelin quality meal in space, the 6 stratospheric day trippers will watch the sunrise from 100,000 feet.
The Beatles, bad.
The Beatles.
Beatles, Beatles, Beatles.
Space tripper.
This is ridiculous.
They'll also be wearing bespoke outfits made by luxury French ski wear.
Mm. Oh, God.
Forget I said that. That was a sentence about ski wear. Let's continue.
Some company's going to make special spacesuits.
According to the Spaceship Neptune website, the capsule does have Wi-Fi, as travelers are welcome to live stream the experience and connect with loved ones down on Earth.
Oh, great. So for $500,000 bucks.
As they...
I'm glad it's got Wi-Fi.
Well,
because you don't want to be paying attention to where you are. Well, I'm watching a movie on HBO while I'm hovering at $500,000.
Do they say they have Wi-Fi just in case, you know, goodbyes need to occur?
The term plummet. I mean,
capsule is compromised.
Can you imagine getting served and she goes, did I tell you about my peanut allergy? Don't you?
She said she had a penis allergy.
Okay.
No, it's peanut allergy.
Oh, well, in that case.
And to drink Tang-based wine.
Like the astronauts that they have a commercial in 1963.
Are they going to have, do you think they'll get people to, 6 people to fork over $500,000 bucks to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not going.
We had people go down in a submersible, remember?
And
look what happened to the guys in the submersible.
I know.
They didn't even get a piece of toast before
they were done. Nope. These people.
Look, I say put on one of those VR goggles and have dinner at Applebee's. You'll have a great time. Pretend you're looking at the sunrise over whatever the hell it was.
All right, I got to say it. I can smell breakfast cooking.
I can't
too.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Hash browns, it smells like to me.
It smells like pancakes.
I can't even tell you the brand.
Don't you know, somebody in here is going, we're not going to just have eggs in a basket,
well,
are
you
gotta
we? Have bacon or something.
You got to have bacon or sausage.
Come
or
breakfast. On,
hash browns.
Get the sandwich.
Some pancakes.
Sausages.
Come on. Are you going to have breakfast or not? I just want to be here when she hits you in the face.
It looks like this. It takes like 6 hours for this balloon to get that high.
I bet, yeah.
Or as long as it takes Jabba the Hutt in the bathroom.
For a major transaction.
Of course. Maruki watch solo.
Maybe a brown softball.
I should not have had fibs.
It was like passing a sandpaper watermelon, Josh. Gritty.
Greedo, wipe me.
All right. Well,
the Jabba Hutt will continue.
Star Wars actor.
Isn't naming a spaceship Neptune kind of bad luck?
Oh, you think so?
Why?
Why is that?
Wasn't Neptune about the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah. Well,
it's also a planet.
Yeah. Neptune's a planet. You know that, right?
Isn't it like really, really distant and cold?
What are you thinking of Neptune? What?
Well, it's in space.
Okay.
Neptune's not at the bottom of the ocean. You got your areas missing.
Oh, sorry.
It is really distant and cold. They should have named it Tom Griswold.
No. Yeah!
You've just been Joshua.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.